and while yet drawing mortal nourishment, be still spiritually feasting upon some unearthly reminiscence, even so did the young of these whales seem looking up towards us, but not at us, as if we were but a bit of gulf weed in their newborn sight. Floating on their sides, the mothers also seemed quietly eyeing us. One of these little infants, that from certain queer tokens seemed hardly a day old, might have measured some 14 feet in length and some 6 feet in girth. He was a little frisky, though as yet his body seemed scarce yet recovered from that irksome position it had so lately occupied in the maternal reticule, where, tail to head, and all ready for the final spring, the unborn whale lies bent like a Tartar's bow. The delicate side fins and the palms of his flukes still freshly retained the pleated, crumbled appearance of a baby's ears newly arrived from foreign parts.
"Line! Line!" cried Queequeg, looking over the gunwale. "Him fast! Him fast! Who line him? Who struck? 2 whale, 1 big, 1 little.
"What ails ye, man?" cried Starbuck.
"Look ye here," said Queequeg, pointing down.
As when the stricken whale that from the tub has reeled out hundreds of fathoms of rope, as after deep sounding he floats up again and shows the slackened curling line buoyantly rising and spiraling towards the air,